Yes, Lost Souls, Kill Radio listeners, we are here, March 31st, 2007, happy spring, new beginnings, another month, rolling us into April. Big ups once again to Scott with the technical tips for the day. With Scott's Meltdown, Saturdays 12 to 2. Following with Sam and Greg with The Other Side of Fair and Balanced from 2 to 3. And I'm the messenger with Lost Souls Radio from 3 to 4:30. Along with DJ Hirsi, who's not with us today. But big ups to DJ Hirsi holding it down out in Santa Monica. Frequency and Phrenology from 4:30 to 6. Adding to your Saturday programming here on killradio.org. So thank you for tuning in. Another edition of Lost Souls Radio. We made it.
Monday. Maybe it's the emptiness inside, 'cause gray skies and subways making it hard to go outside. And maybe it's Tuesday. Maybe your dreams are packed and gone, and now you got nothing. But I'ma smile for you, 'cause I can't help humming along to this life, even when everything's wrong. So it seems this moment's already gone. It's beautiful. I'm just left here singing a song, and that's just fine with me, with me. So maybe it's Tuesday. Maybe it's just another day. Maybe it's any day, anyway. It hurts sometimes, because it's every breathing thing we do to ourselves. And struggling with life and struggling within. But I can't help humming along to this life, even when everything's wrong. So it seems this moment's already gone. It's beautiful, and I'm just left here singing a song, and that's just fine with me. That's just fine with me. That's just fine. That's just fine with me. Cause I can't help humming along, can't help singing along. I can't help trying to get along, just get along, just get along.
A dollar. In fact, no, brother man, here, have two. $2 means a snack for me, but it means a big deal to you. Be strong, serve God only. Know that if you do, beautiful heaven awaits. That's to pull my rope for the first time. I saw a man with no clothes, no money, no plate, Mr. Wendell. That's his name. No one ever knew his name, 'cause he's a no one. Never thought twice about spending on an old bum until I had a chance to really get to know one. Now that I know him, to give him money isn't charity. He gives me some knowledge, I buy him some shoes. And to think blacks spend all their money on big colleges, still most of y'all come out confused. Go ahead, Mr. Wendell. Go ahead, Mr. Wendell. Mr. Wendell has freedom, a free that you and I think is dumb. Free to be without the worries of a quick to this society, for Mr. Wendell's a bum. His only worries are sickness and an occasional harassment by the police in their chase. Uncivilized, we call him, but I just saw him eat off the food we waste. Civilization, are we really civilized? Yes or no? Who are we to judge when thousands of innocent men could be brutally enslaved or killed over a racist grudge? Mr. Wendell has tried to warn us about our ways, but we don't hear him talk. Is it his fault when we've gone too far, and we got too far, 'cause on him we walk. Mr. Wendell, a man, a human in flesh, but not by law. I feed you dignity to stand with pride. Realize that all in all, you stand tall. Go ahead, Mr. Wendell. Mr. Wendell, yeah. Yeah, Mr. Wendell. Mr. Wendell, yeah. Mr. Wendell.
just want to be.
What's up, Katie? It's me, Jota. You know, show your aqua son. Well, listen up, man. It's been a darn minute already. I need your album to drop, like, now. If you continue to lag on it, I'll be forced to learn some mad stuff at school. Do it for the kids. And, oh, yeah, I suggested to my mom you change your name to Bobo. Peace out. Holla at your boy, Jota.
When's your shit gonna be done, man? People hug me for light like they white and they paying to get a suntan. My spit is like melanin in a bottle. When listening, you'll go from mestizo to Ilocano. I'm saying brown is beautiful, all natural, organic. Beautiful Africans, Arabs, and Hispanics. Dark skinned Filipinos, whatever shade we equal. Who about the Puerto Rico? What up, my island people? We built this country and we keeping its heart pumping. No need for money to know we truly a part of something. These other heads will fall off cause they necks are frozen. What they're wearing is platinum, but what I'm saying is golden. I'm holding on to what my ancestors taught me. This truth is what got all of you itching to get a copy. This is music for the next generation of soldiers. The celebration to start cause the waiting is over.
Opening up the show, switched it up a little bit today. We had More Horizons with Salto Angel with Morpheus and Neo on that from The Matrix. And underneath us, we have a track from the Amelie soundtrack. Orchestra version, and it's called La Valse de Amelie. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to Lost Souls Radio here on killradio.org every Saturday from 3 to 4:30. I'm your host, The Messenger, normally here with DJ Hearsey, but he can't join us today, so I'll be holding it down. So, thank you for tuning in. We made it another week. Another journey. So let's keep it rolling with some more music, some soundtracks, some information, and some more messages for you down below. Road less traveled, where it can get pretty blurry at times. So Lost Souls, keep searching. Here we go.
I'm an alligator. I'm a mama, papa coming for you. I'm a space invader. I'll be a rock and rolling bitch for you. Keep your mouth shut. Just walk like a big monkey bird. And I'm busting up a brain for the world. Keep your electric eye on me, baby. Put your ring on my head.
I believed that America was a democracy, and I took that really seriously. And I never caught the wink that it's a democracy for some people, not for other people.
Angeles. I'm alive in Los Angeles. I'm alive in Los Angeles. I'm alive in Los Angeles. Here in the wild, wild west. As the warm wind hits my face, I walk across stained concrete. I cry tears of joy on Flower Street. I watch families dancing on their porches on Christmas Eve. I smile widely, and as I move through the city, my heart beats swiftly as sirens speed by me. I revel in the sadness because my soul is deep. I take full responsibility. Give me everything. It hurts, it's so beautiful. It's that universal, soulful, multicultural, emerging worldwide pride, people. I'm alive in Los Angeles. I'm alive in Los Angeles. I'm alive in Los Angeles. Where there are more angles than isosceles. Citywide topographies undulate across massive landscape. We move from chain link to palatial gates into separate economic states. With rising birth rates below hilltops in the streetscapes. One can barely even equivocate the fluctuation and rent so evident all across from block to block to block. Extravagance and adversity interlock. Palatial spots, crosswalks, burrito shops. Housekeepers are hanging out at bus stops. The country club is all walled off. The city's blown up like a Molotov. And even when I'm in the shower, I'm hearing the horns honk. I'm alive in Los Angeles. I'm alive in Los Angeles.
I'm alive in Los Angeles. Feeling the cool bliss wind on my face as it relates to the figure eight at the Universal Gate. Third world pockets and first world nations. LA's got me gasping like a station. Spellbound suspense like a transcendental episode from the Twilight Zone with real life overtones. Nothing short of Pulp Fiction. These dictions of the Golden State that we relate caused me to wake up this morning with a clean slate, a full plate. Wait. It's never too late to meditate. Took a leap of faith over the bridge of hope. I can cope with stress. It's a bloody mess, I confess. Healing darkness to darkness. More or less, we coalesce. Darker thoughts to brighter days. It's how we survive like a cat with nine lives.
I'm alive in Los Angeles. Whether I listen to Miles Davis or electronic music, I'm moving through the traffic, loving the inner city dynamics. There is Vincent magic, from happiness to tragic, adversity to extravagance. Like seeing Korean grandparents moving slowly. While the Catholic school children are crossing fearlessly, I saw a stray dog that looked like Spuds McKenzie by the Belmont Tunnel on 2nd Street, live and direct in the Rampart District. And I am alive in Los Angeles. I'm alive in Los Angeles. I'm alive in Los Angeles, where futuristic, ballistic mystics kick linguistics with diction descriptive. Radioactive paratactics are cracking massive, mixed master tactics dictate didactics. The groove is grooving galactic, it's bringing your back hit like a chiropractic doctor. Verbalistic operas rock you, shock you off the stream of consciousness. When I'm alive in Los Angeles, I'm alive in Los Angeles. 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 I'm alive in Los Angeles.
The American people must rise up out of the evils of war, the evil of racism, and the evil of poverty. But I am constantly reminded of the fact that the war in Vietnam is only a symptom of international militarism, racism, and imperialism, and an unworkable capitalism that makes the rich richer and the poor poorer.
You say.
Say hello,
goodbye, hello,
goodbye,
hello,
goodbye.
You say yes,
I say yes,
I say
what
no.
I mean no.
You say stop,
I can stay,
I say
till
go,
it's time
go,
to
go.
Go.
This old goon bamboo, I read an old dude with seafood. It told me be ready for this. My fly African sis kiss fly, African lips wide, African hips rock long, African prince been down for the call since 86. Insist on keeping everything sweet. Exposed feet, the river done ran deep since October 13th. Teach my children how to eat the right grains and greens and properly make all my ends justify my every mean, you know what I mean? Preoccupied in your rap, you might get kissed on the cheek saying shit like that. Observe with scrutiny how you and me can bring in a child. Yo, put the mirror down, love, and let's talk for a while. But we can
ride to the beat with kisses around my cheek and pass the body, hold hands and walk the street. And I can't control myself around you.
My old show.
Ride to the beat with kisses around my cheek and pass the body, hold hands and walk the street. And I can't control myself around you.
Yo, walang papalit sa'yo. Ikaw ang tunay na mahal ko. Kaibigan rin tayo pero iba ito. Para sa'yo, I'll do anything that you wish. You the medicine I can get when my spirit needs to be fixed. You uplift me in alignment with my perfect self and scold me when I burn myself. Even by myself, I don't feel by myself. I'm beside myself every time you come around and get giddy when Oshun comes down. I'll dance for Oshun, sing a chant for Oshun, find out more about Oshun from books by Falo Kun. Every room you step into, every head adores you, and I'll support you whenever Ode Remo calls for you. I fall for you with every single word from your mouth and call for you whenever things get rough in the house. Your reflection make nothing in the world look ugly with enough milk to feed the village when the babies go hungry. She
fly to the beat with kisses around my cheek and pass the body, hold hands and walk the street. And I can't control myself around you. Fly to the beat with kisses around my cheek and pass the body, hold hands and walk the street. And I can't control myself around you.
I think you know how much I wanna have a baby with you, but you remind me that I ain't ready, yo, and neither are you. An intellectual activist with a colorful fashion sense, I spotted you in yellow. Hello, no accident that we met. Never concerned you might be cheating, cause ooh, 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 you my favorite human being. Let the record show, y'all.
bamboo is taken by your 5'4" brown skin mitten. I hope the hip hop nation take you and stop fronting. All you fake dudes and flashy bras don't amount to nothing if you keep pushing thugs, drugs, murder, and sex. Ladies, stand on your own and stop exposing so much flesh, cause I can get direct from hearing your voice, mama. She stays struggling para la causa, para la raza. Catch her up on Degnan Bully, Kung Fu on Saturdays, and lounging at African Dance with your tea on Sundays. And she's
vibe to the beat, and kisses around my cheek, and pass the body, hold hands and walk the street, and I can't control myself around you. Vibe to the beat, and kisses around my cheek, and pass the body, hold hands and walk the street, and I can't control myself around you.
RG.
Wherever you are.
And so time does not exist for me as it does for most people.
Music in the set, we had a track from Bamboo from his self-entitled album. The song's called My Oshun. And before that, we had the Beatles with Hello Goodbye. Which came after a Martin Luther King audio bite from the Freedom Archives with the evils of war and racism.
I know what I
mean. Before that, we had Mike the Poet with I Am Alive in Los Angeles. Big ups to Mike the Poet, putting on a good show at Lost Souls Cafe last Sunday at the Talking Drum. Before that, we had Dario Gon with Vanessa Quinones with Voices, and that's from the Beach soundtrack. Before that, we had David Gilbert, another Freedom Archives audio bite.
The previous portion of this record dealt primarily with departures. The remaining time is devoted to aircraft arriving at their destination.
And that audio bite was called Wink at Democracy. Opening up the set, we had David Bowie with Moonage Daydream. And underneath us, we have DJ Mark Farina with Grey Boy off the Mushroom Jazz album.
Yeah.
Mushroom Jazz 4.
And that's where
check
all
it out.
The rest of the song gets sucked in. And that's why there's nothing there. So that's that.
But yes, let's keep moving. Lost Souls Radio.
The guy who flunked out of grade 8, you're starting to sound more like a scientist every day.
Well,
it's 'cause
of Star Trek. Free Radio.
Oh, yeah, that was a great show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep it moving. Keep it right.
They say what's happening, we say the facts, and then they lie. We coming back for them, they might say, but they don't know.
They say,
they don't know.
mind, but in the scheme of things, I never lost the rhyme. The thin line between love and hatred. I'm the black pill in the matrix of saturated life. They say life is what you make it, so I wait quick on a spaceship so I can take it. It's high as the stakes get when paper get low. I be telling Derek, tell Kara, get us a show. Little calm, I make righteous bitches get low. The richest man ain't necessarily the nigga with dope. They say you went wild. Yeah, that's what they say. My niggas couldn't tell it was me like Jamie and Ray. Painting the day with focus, grind, bras, and good wine. They say dope is sour, so it's homework and hood crimes. I stood mine, but forever and a day, so goodbye. They never could say, tell them, Jay.
They say what's happening, we say the facts, and then they lie. We coming back for them, they might say, but they don't know.
They say,
they
taste the victory. Go ahead and breathe it in like antihistamine. I know they saying, damn, you snap with this beat. Fuck you expect, I've got a history. We love now, gotta be them wheels. Haters back down, gotta be that steel. I know they can't wait till you're out of your deal. Look how they did D'Angelo, ask them how it would feel. My best friends worry about me, cause they know when you famous and you have made cash, the media aims at us and you be up so high. If you ever fall off, it feel like a plane crash. But God don't ever give me nothing I can't handle, so please don't ever give me records I can't sample, so I can vacay where ain't no channels. But it's quite okay for a gangster to wear sandals. They say because of the fame and stardom, I'm somewhere in between the church and the sane asylum. I guess it's messing with my health then. And it's verse so crazy, when I finish, I'm just gonna check myself in
they
again.
They say what's happening, we say the facts, they lie. We coming back for them, they might say, but they don't know.
They say.
Righteous. I write just to free minds from Stoney to Rikers. Amongst the lifeless in the world, crazy as Mike is. On my paper, whether it's weed or ISIS. They say life is a game, so I play hard. Writing for my life, cause I'm scared of a day job. They say Seth kept the hood together. I tell the young, we can't play the hood forever. Play my cards right, they say I went too left. They show me strange love like I was Mr. F. Played chess in this game of pawns and knights. Now I claim king like Don or Frank White. They say my life is comparable to Christ, the way I sacrificed and resurrected twice. They say the crocheted pants and the sweater was whack. Seen the corner, now they say that nigga's back.
They say what's happening, we say the facts, and then they lie. We coming back for them, they might say, but they don't know.
They say.
Daughter of imperialism and revolution. In these veins fight the two, searching for solution. I brought clothes to a naked village. I was the land that was pillage. I am the gun of that trigger. I am the blood of their fallen nigger. I am the daughter of imperialism and revolution. In my blood flows this mortal combination. My skin is of the coconut brown. My eyes are of color amber. You want to drown. I am the multiracial, multi-ethnic. I'm the admiration putting you in panic. I come from a land of history untold. I come from a land where slavery was bold. I am whom you hate. I am whom you reject. In the fight for freedom, I'm the unspoken project. I am told I'm not brown enough. I act too strong, too tough. Told this, told that. Might I change my last name, get a tan? Possibly my white comrades I can abandon. Might I never speak of my gay and lesbian friends, forget too the feminist ones. Shunned by each community, I search for immunity. I begin to question, is it really my skin, or is it my not small enough waist, not big enough smile, not parted enough legs, not big enough boobs, not short enough skirt, not red enough lips, not nip enough eyes? Today I help raise other daughters to be womanly women in this man's world. never compromising, never apologizing. Not for breasts that bounce with every confident stride, not for tongues that speak boldly. Daughters becoming women, linguists who give us the language to name our oppression, roller coaster rides that teach us to scream, mothers who tell us to love deeply, map makers who erase all borders connecting our lives, architects who build windows in a world full of walls, architects in a world filled with windows, architects in a world filled with windows, architects in a world filled with windows, architects in a world filled with walls.
Conditions, an unrestricted list. You are Filipino if your mother is Filipina. If your father is Filipino.
Would you?
If you are from Pinas. If you have one drop of Filipino blood. You are Filipino if you're Chinese but are from the Philippines, or if you're only one half, or one third, or any one fraction, and your last name is Tan, Ong, or Chua, and you constitute the less than 1% of the native population who control more than 50% of the national commerce. You are Filipino even if you deny it because your parents or theirs are Espanol mga Castilla, who settled in Las Islas Filipinas, named after your king once. My father too is named Felipe, from tall, bug-eyed Malays with high noses and wavy hair. I don't know how many generations they have been on these arbitrary islands that define us. Maybe before Biak na Bato broke in half. At least before Bernardo Carpio pushed his handprints deep in the flat surfaces to separate the broken boulder. The jungle has grown into the hollows. You are Filipino if you are descended from the children of the Spanish friars, priests, and other unholy men. You are Filipino if your mother was an American-based hostess and your eyes are green, or any shade lighter than black, really, and your last name is Murphy, Sullivan, or even Brown. You are Filipino, it doesn't matter if you've been whitewashed by blood or culture, so bleached out you don't think twice about blue contact lenses, affirmative action, or ski trips to Utah, and you sleep well at night with all the alien consonants in your mouth. You are Filipino if you are black because your mother or your father or both is from America of African ancestry, or your father or your mother or both is Negrito, or your mother or your father or both is from America of Negrito ancestry. You are Filipino if you are part Japanese, even though your father was the fruit of betrayal. Less than human, they called him. And your grandmother killed herself after a lifetime as the local loca, since the execution of her soldier, invader, lover. Unless you are from Hawaii, where your grandfather joined your grandmother against the white plantation owners. Some say that's what the wars were always about anyway. You are Filipino if you are half Mexican, half flip, that West Coast Catholic mix like the Irish Italians back east. My friend Tony's folks are both Mexicanos, met and married in Oxnard. Tony always says he has two reasons to boycott grapes. You are Filipino if you know that history docked on our islands long before any pale giants' boats ever got close, and history docked there, made home there ever since. Yes, if you know that. And if you know that history has been leaving ever since for the next boomtown in Papua New Guinea, Saudi Arabia, Hong Kong, Montreal, Hilo, maybe even Ho Chi Minh City or Los Angeles, to dock there and stay, wondering about those islands that once had no name. You are Filipino if you left and have never made it back. And you think you will die with only a child's memory of how the air smells the first day after the typhoon has passed. And in a week, the mud will still squeeze between your toes, red but smooth and heavy, like the Duncan Hines frosting, for $1.39 at the Korean store down the block from the Rampart Police Station in P-Town.
What I got, come and get some, get on up, hustler of culture. I stand on the corner of the block slinging amethyst rocks, drinking 40s of Mother Earth's private nectar stock, dodging cops. Has 5-0 be the 666 and I need a fix of that purple rain, the type of shit that drives membranes insane. Oh yeah, I'm in the fast lane, snorting candy yams that free my body and soul and send me like Shazam. Never question who I am, God knows, and I know God personally. In fact, he lets me call him me. I be one with rain and stars and things, with dancing feet and watermelon wings. I brings the sunshine and the moon, and the wind blows my tune. Meanwhile, I spoon powder drum beats into plastic bags, selling kilos of kente skag, taking drags off of collards and cornbread, freebasing through saxophones and flutes like mad. The high notes make me space float. I be exhaling in rings that circle Saturn, leaving stains in my veins and astrological patterns. Yeah, I'm serious, B. Doggone niggas plotted shit lovely, but the feds is also plotting me. They're trying to imprison my astrology, put my stars behind bars, my stars in stripes, using blood-splattered banners as nationalist kites, but I control the wind. That's why they call it the Hawk. I am Horus, son of Isis, son of Osiris, worshipped as Jesus, resurrected like Lazarus. But you can call me Lazy, lazy. Yeah, I'm lazy because I'd rather sit and build than work and plow a field, worshipping a daily yield of cash green crops. Your evolution stopped the evolution of your technology, a society of automatic tellers and money machines. Nigga, what? My culture is lima beans and tambourines. Dreams manifest, dreams real, not consistent with rationale. I dance for no reason, for reason you can't dance. Caught in an activist of intellectualized circumstance. You can't learn my steps until you unlearn your thoughts. Spirit soul can't be store-bought. Fuck thought. Leads to naught. Simply stated leads to you trying to figure me out. Your intellect's disfiguring your soul. Your being's not whole. Check your flagpole, stars and stripes. Your astrology's imprisoned by your concept of white, of self. What's your plan for spiritual health? Calling reality unreal. Your line of thought is tangled. The star spangled got your soul mangled. Your being's angled, forbidding you to be real and feel. You can't find truth with an axe or a drill in a white house on a hill or in factories or plants made of steel. Sealing us was the smartest thing you ever did. Too bad you don't teach the truth to your kids. My influence on you's a reflection you see when you look into your menstrual mirror and talk about your culture. Your existence is that of a schizophrenic vulture who thinks he has enough life in him to prey on the dead, not knowing that the dead ain't dead, that he ain't got enough spirituality to know how to pray. Yeah, there's no repentance. You're bound to live an infinite consecutive executive life sentence. So while you're busy serving time, I'll be in sync with the moon while you run from the sun. Life of the moon, reflected by guns. Worship of moons, I am the sun, and I am public enemy number one. One, 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 one. That's seven, and I'll be out on the block, hustling culture, slinging amethyst rocks.
Yeah, Hustles Radio. That was Saul Williams, spoken word tip with Amethyst Rocks. We had a few spoken word tracks on that set. Actually, a CD that I came across that didn't have any title track information. So if anyone out there knows who those artists were, please feel free to share. But beautiful words on those tracks. It's track 3 and track 8 on this album. That I came across at Lost Souls Cafe. Big ups to all the artists and musicians that come by and share their music. so I do what I can to bring that to all of you out there, all the other lost souls on the search. So yeah, and we had Emo underneath that with The Real Thing. That's from the Ohm Lounge album. I believe it's album 8. And opening up that set, we had Common, John Legend, and Kanye West with They Say. And the track underneath us is by DJ Shadow, and it's called What Does Your Soul Look Like? Part 4. Lost Souls, Kill Radio listeners, how you guys feeling? Thank you for tuning in. Hope you're feeling well out there. And yeah, if you're not doing anything this weekend, tomorrow, definitely check out the new show happening at Lost Souls Cafe. It's called Analog Girl in a Digital World. Big ups to Alfie for curating and putting this whole thing together. It's looking really great in the cafe, so please check it out if you're in the downtown LA area. For more information, check the website lostsouls.com or hit us up on the MySpace, myspace.com/lostsoulscafe or Lost Souls Radio. Or you can even get the information on Alfie Numeric website. That's alfienumeric.com, A-L-F-I-E N-U-M-E-R-I-C.com. Check it out. And once again, big ups to Alfie. Thank you so much. The art looks great, and I'm really excited for tomorrow. And big ups to all the lost souls out there holding it down at the cafe, trying to live life, trying to hold down this whole Lost Souls operation. A lot of work, so keep doing it. Gersh, Bird, EJ, closing the cafe. Keep doing it. Big ups, Justin, Dustin, Brittany, Margo, Danielle, holding it down. Alfie, holding it down. Thank you so much. Jaxie holding it down in the East Coast, in New York. Hopefully we'll see you soon. So yeah, Lost Souls, what's going on next week? Tuesday Night Cafe, back at Lost Souls Cafe. Check it out. Wednesday, we have some live reggae with Handy Foot, bringing some good reggae vibes. And on Thursday, we have Blue Key Quartet coming down, share some live jazz music with y'all. So check that out. And once again, we have Talking Drum coming back next Sunday. So yes, check it out. Analog Girl for a Digital World. It'll be up till the end of April. But check out the opening April 1st, tomorrow, Sunday, at Lost Souls Cafe, 5 to 10 p.m. Yeah, it's 4:20. We got about 10 minutes left in the show. So yeah, we're gonna keep it moving. 4:20 set. Got a couple more tracks left for you. Stay tuned. Sit back. Hope you're enjoying the show. Yeah, Lost Souls Radio.
We are the love that's hard to love. Prisons are becoming an integral part of the U.S. economy, which means that there are stakes other than the anti-crime stakes that will keep the prison industry expanding. So it's acquiring its own momentum, which, if we don't attempt to intervene and stop it now, we will be, into the next millennium, we will be an increasingly incarcerated society.
Let's talk about the black bird.
All right, sir. This is going to be the most astounding thing you've ever heard of, sir.
Lost the power there, but that was a Blackbird track we're closing out with. Track two, I gotta get that track information from Blackbird, but yeah, thanks again, man, sharing the tunes, sharing the music. Before that, we had Tumex, Sun God Sun, with Baby I Ain't Joking, at that 420 set right there. And yeah, that's gonna do it for us today. Thank you for tuning in. I'm your host, The Messenger, here with you every Saturday from 3 to 4:30. Up next, we have Frequency and Phrenology with Dr. Groovy, who just rolled into the station. So stay tuned. Kill Radio listeners, Lost Souls, enjoy your weekend. And hope to see you at the opening, Lost Souls Cafe, tomorrow night, 5 to 10 p.m. Analog Girl for In a Digital World. All right, Lost Souls Radio. See you next week.